It is the Tuesday edition of Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. And today is National Tackle Kids Cancer Day, National Online Learning Day, National IT Professionals Day, National Linguini Day, delicious, National Double Cheeseburger Day as well, and National Cheese Toast Day, which I think we here in the Midwest call grilled cheese. Cheese toast, that's weird. Do you like cheeseburgers? If you enjoy also making easy money, a gambling website has a unique and delicious opportunity for one very lucky burger lover. Bonusfinder.com, which is based in Amsterdam, wants to find the best cheeseburger in America and is offering someone $500 to help them find it. In addition to $500, the winning applicant will be provided additional funds for travel and for the burgers, of course. Applications are being accepted now, and a winner will be chosen on October 9th, so get eating. Cover hogs can make for some sleepless nights and even problems in your relationship, but there's one simple solution to those blanket battles. Separate bedding. Yeah, in Europe, especially Scandinavian countries, using separate bedding is very common. Basically, it's just separate comforters for each person in bed and a shared fitted sheet. When I make the suggestion maybe use separate covers so they don't fight over the covers, they kind of look at you quizzically, like it's an obvious thing to suggest, but it didn't occur to them, sleep scientist Dr. Rafael Peleo says to Good Housekeeping magazine. It's not a routine recommendation, he says, but if somebody is telling me that they're having concerns about one person moving too much or they're uncomfortable in their bed because they're fighting over covers, I suggest, why can't you get two blankets? It just seems to make sense. And the Salvation Army is getting an early start on its annual holiday fundraiser, and volunteers with bells and red kettles will be out as early as today. The launch of the charity drive traditionally begins closer to Thanksgiving, but because of economic struggles due to the coronavirus, Salvation Army decided to place their iconic red kettles outside of stores starting today. But despite the much earlier start, the Salvation Army still expects a 50% drop in fundraising this year, due to retail store closings, a coin shortage, and people just simply carrying less cash around. The Salvation Army says it raised $126 million with its holiday drive last year. That is your Coffee Talk for today. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.